At our last meeting, some of you proposed, we had actually proposed a 5% across the board rate. Some of you agreed with that, some of you said we needed to go back and look at doing a cost of living adjustment instead. What we're presenting tonight is a cost of living adjustment of 2.86% across the board on April 1st. And the agreement that we will get the salary study completed and have the adjustments ready to propose to you in the first quarter of the fiscal year. That's our first topic of discussion. When we did the budget, we had anticipated a 6% increase in health insurance. Found out this morning that that is going to be a 3% instead of a 6%, so we do have a little bit of leeway there that we didn't have, and of course the budget hasn't been updated to reflect that yet because it was today. That being said, there will not be an increase in
dental
vision.
That's not confirmed. They're voting on it in March.
So that's what we're shooting for,
right.
Is that it's gonna be the 3 instead of the 6. Along with that, they have added some health benefits. Karen, do you want to talk on health benefits just a little bit? Okay, that would be a no.
Well, they've added some improvements to our health insurance. The teledoc and the telehealth are now covered 100% on all plans, where before with high deductible you had to pay for that that feature. So now those are all covered at 100%. They've also included benefits for hearing aids, which they didn't have before, not at the cost that they're offering. What else would I send you a list on?
It's called Hinge Health.
Yes.
And it is a personalized pain management program that employees can now enroll in. It'll be personalized to their specific needs. So.
Are these slides in our stuff?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. I'll have a quick look at that.
Yeah. Now, this is the proposed budget book. This has got all the deets. We're just going to hit the highlights with this slideshow.
Got it.
And we can dig in there. So. Let me hear your thoughts on personnel.
What did you say it was going to be?
Right now it would be a 2.86 cost of living adjustment.
Okay.
And then the salary study adjustments to be made in the first quarter of the fiscal year. So on or before July 1st.
Now 2.8, is that the standard?
That's the CPI, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's your all's thoughts? I'm asking because where I work, compared to the other school districts around us, we're at the bottom. They tried to raise us into the middle, and when they did that, we're still at the bottom. And we hire people, and we train people, and they go west or south. And it's been that way for 17 years and before. That's why I'm asking. What do you all think?
In my opinion, it's kind of a trick question because we don't know what the salary study is.
Right.
We don't know what kind of raises we're going to get in the salary study. Who's getting them raises? So if we knew that, 2.8 might not be a bad thing. Means we don't know that. I don't know. I mean, I've got mixed feelings about it, but also I'm hoping for the best out of the salary study, in my opinion, is but we're not going to know that for 3 months. So we've all talked about it. So I don't know if you all want to share some of your all thoughts about it.
You know, what I'll share with is, certainly my staff at the police department have opportunities in other communities. And those opportunities are this, you know, doing the same work they're doing here. Wonderful communities that are providing public safety. And one of the benefits I felt of the wage, you all agreeing to the wage study, was to find out how we could be competitive with those metropolitan agencies. And that's the goal for me anyway, when that study comes back, is to share that information with you and that you guys work with department heads to make those implementations and that we're a part of that process with you. The fact that, you know, the 2.86 is proposed doesn't necessarily bother me or the staff. We trust city administration as far as that COLA, that true COLA that they're trying to get to, as long as you guys recognize that when the wage study comes back, that you guys will have detailed discussions about how to implement those projected plans, and so that our staff is, I'm able to retain the high quality staff. I mean, we'll talk in Shauna's report, she'll share some of the good things that our department has been doing lately, and I just want to highlight that when you guys go into future discussions in the next quarter when the budget goes effective. That's my 2 cents.
So I might be kind of confused, because if we do, I mean, 2.86, I get that, but how are we going to do a budget based on what we don't know about a salary adjustment?
We'll have to do a budget amendment when we get this done.
So we anticipated, initially we talked about 6%, right? 5%. Sorry, I was trying to go more. 5%.
You can recommend whatever you want.
But if we have this budget set and it comes in where it should be 7, what are we going to take from to get this? You know, if everything is equal, if we need all of the things that are already on the budget, I mean, that's how my checkbook works at home. Somebody's going to get less. So I'm just saying that because I don't know how this is going to play out.
I might say that, and again, I'm the newbie, but in the previous meeting, it wasn't the 5% I was worried about. It was just our terminology. When we sell this or talk about this with our public, if we call it a cost of living increase, the question might be, well, Social Security cost of increase is 2.86, how come they get 5? And so just calling that all one thing is, I just thought, might be a little misleading to the public. If we can afford a 5% increase today, I don't have a problem with that myself, but that's something I just don't know about. But that proposal was not out of line, I didn't think.
Okay.
And I'm okay with going back and redoing this with whatever your recommendation is. I just need to know what direction you want staff to follow.
To speak to Carla's point, it's not that we're going to, in 3 months, we're going to, you know, implement, you know, we're going to reduce expenses to implement salaries. But what we are going to do in the next 3 months is we're going to do some forecasting. We're going to build out a forecasting model, which we've never had before, that will show us if we have our salaries at this amount for next fiscal year and this amount for the year after that, how does that impact our overall budget?
And that makes sense.
Yeah, and if we have those numbers and can kind of forecast and see beyond just right now in this moment, that'll help us to be able to have a little bit more knowledgeable decision-making than what we have today.
I just don't want it to appear to staff that we're doing 2.86 and then based on the results, you're gonna get this or part of this if that's not possible. I just don't think that's good either. That's fair.
And I want to acknowledge what Mike said as well, going back, and we know this, we're competing more with the metropolitan area, as is all, you know, you go farther down, Higginsville, Concordia, they are in a lesser way too. So I think that's a real valid point, is we try to keep our salaries where we can attract and keep good employees.
It may be that when we get the salary study,
we need to give a 7% increase in order to compete. I'm a firm believer that you pay for the job that you expect, and then you expect the job that you pay for. If we expect to have quality employees, we need to pay them what they deserve. If the salary study shows us that we need to give a 7% increase, so be it. We don't know that that's what it's going to come out, and it's only fair that employees should get some amount of increase. Inflation has gone up. 2.86%, I mean, I would be okay with giving more than that if need be, and then another increase when we finally get the salary study. But I don't think we should be afraid of paying employees what they deserve. We just need to have a study that we can rely on for numbers that will retain first and attract employees that we want to have. So I'm in favor of two-stepping it. The percentages for now and the percentage later. If it's 2.86 that everyone agrees to now, okay. If it's 3.5%, okay. If it's 4%, okay. But I think it's a good idea to two-step it so that we can come to a good number for what our employees deserve.
Okay. And you think we can do that? We can do a budget and then pick that percentage later?
Sure. A budget is just a plan of what you intend to do.
Right.
You can change it later on. And you need to be able to adapt to situations as they come up.
So what do you want them to do? I agree with everything. I think Bruce is spot on. I can't disagree with anything Bruce just said. So direction for...
Give me a number.
For the budget. Two-step, but where do you start? You all comfortable with the 2.86?
I go with the 2.86, and like Bruce said, two-step it.
Okay.
I'd go with an even 3, make it easy on your math.
Well, that's up to y'all. We'll just make it 3%, you can.
Will that work? Would that work for you?
You guys tell me what to do.
Yeah, there you go.
I can make the numbers adjust to whatever number you're telling me. Just
Mike, you want to modify your motion?
I agree.
I'd go to 3.
I'll second 3.
Anybody have a problem with 3? All right.
Okay.
Direction was 3%.
Okay. Thank you for that direction. And know that we're trying really hard to get this done sooner rather than later. I pushed. I wanted it done. It's not going to happen. So that's on me. But we're going to get there. We're getting there. Okay, capital improvement plan, no changes on that. Actually, let's go back one thing. On personnel, when we originally proposed the budget, we had added a detective position. That has been eliminated to get this budget to balance. That's information for you. If you want to discuss that, we can do that as well.
We did what now?
We had added originally in the budget workshops, we were considering adding a detective, full-time detective position. And as I worked through the general fund numbers, it just didn't jive to do that. So.
Chief Thompson, thoughts?
I don't have anything to add. If the numbers weren't there, they weren't there. I mean, the need is there. I could list 100 reasons why the need is there, but a sustainable figure so that, you know, I don't want to hire someone in and then have to unhire them, you know, soon after because we can't sustain that position, so.
You have one detective currently?
I have 0.
0.
I have a spot for a detective. It's just not filled.
Okay. Is that something we'll revisit then? The next budget?
Yes.
Yes, I will continue to advocate for that in our budget talks.
Okay, moving on. Capital improvement plan hasn't changed. We're still looking at doing the same things that we had talked about last time as far as
a vehicle for the police department, another year of their body camera upgrades, the records management and e-citation program, the mobile police computers, and then at least phase one of an animal control facility construction. Street, we're looking at getting a new pickup truck to replace the 2015 and adding a side-by-side to theirs. We are also looking at the 290 in reserves to complete their street shed. We have budgeted a portion of that in this year's budget, and then we'll have to take the rest from next year's budget and hope to be able to get that project moving soon. Parks is going to replace a mower, a toddler slide, and a gator. They're also applying for a grant to replace the restroom, so that will be matching funds that the park will provide, the park budget will provide, along with funds from the Chamber of Commerce, Community Development. The rodeo proceeds are 100% put back into the community, and a third of those are earmarked for community development projects, so part of the matching grant will come from that. And another portion of the matching grant will come from Partners for Parks. Yes, ma'am.
While we have Lindsay here, is Partners applying for the grant, or is the city applying for the grant?
It'll be the city.
So we'll get revenue from Chamber and Partners.
Right, to offset that. And then they need to replace some piping at the pool, and we'll be using some reserve money to make that. Administration, we've talked about the timekeeping, the digital entry here at the community building, and updating the building codes. The big portion that we're asking to spend from reserves is the uniform development code. And that's going to be a huge project for all of us to accomplish. Electric department has got their high ticket item is the bucket truck replacement, and of course we're started the system analysis study for the electric department, and part of the funds will go towards implementing that over the next few years. Then along with what their ongoing projects are, the AMI is the automated meter information, pole replacement, transformers, all of those types of things.
Question on the electric.
Okay.
Capital improvements. Can improvements geared towards reducing the total city consumption of electricity be paid out of the capital improvements funds?
Yes, if that's part of what the system analysis, I think the system analysis study is really going to give us a good blueprint of what to do moving forward with the system, and so, yes.
So for example, the new police station, if it was solar, yeah, so that it did not consume electricity, or rate shaving system, same thing for City Hall or any other building, or street lights, if that reduced the purchased electricity, that might be a wise investment of capital improvement fund to eliminate that cost.
Okay. It's definitely something that we can look at once we get that system study analysis back and have a nice system analysis study back and have an idea how to move forward there. Water department, we pared them back a little bit this year with the primary being the feasibility study to figure out what our next steps are in capital improvements for them. They do have lime slakers. I still don't know what they are, but they're expensive, so we do have those in there. Wastewater department, got some fun stuff happening with them. Nothing really has changed in their CIP since we presented it either. Just moving forward, the feasibility grant for the Southeast plant decommissioning. It'll be really interesting when that feasibility study is complete and we have a better idea of what it's going to take, or if we should or should not decommission that. After all of the budget, CIP, and transfers that we're projecting, this is what our fund balance projections look like. Still really healthy fund balances in all of our accounts. Parks being our least, but that's pretty much where they have been running. And when you look at the information that we gave you a meeting or two ago about what is recommended for fund balances, we are well in excess of those recommendations. Sometime within this next fiscal year, we will be bringing a fund balance discussion to the board, probably start it with the finance committee, so that we can have some guidelines established. We have the general fund, but we don't have them in any of the rest of the funds, so we will be looking to do that. Any questions so far? Transportation plan. Darren's got a lot of streets that are going to have some repairs done to them. It's still to be determined how that's going to look. Is it going to be a hybrid of this and a hybrid of that? I mean, that will come out as we go through the rest of the planning for it. But we do have $367,000 set aside for transportation. Okay.
Kathy, off the top of your head, what percentage of our transportation street costs are paid by sales tax and what by property tax?
All of it comes from the transportation use. So,
$384 of it or something?
Yeah. There's a transportation sales tax.
Right.
And that funds our street program.
That's the only thing from that.
You're welcome.
So buy more fuel here. So we fund more streets.
Any other questions?
The fuel tax would be a separate revenue. Yeah. You wouldn't pay sales tax on the fuel.
No, that's where the transportation tax came to.
No, it's a regular sales tax. So you can buy more Snickers bars at the gas station.
You saw where I was going.
Spend locally is what that all comes down to. Spend your dollars locally.
And then we also have the transportation use tax on the ballot. So the idea behind that is then any additional use tax dollars that would come in would join with the transportation sales tax dollars to grow that fund.
You know, and anything that we can do to encourage the economic development, the entrepreneurship, those things that are going to increase our tax base are only going to help all of our deliveries. The more revenue that we can generate, whether it be more retail friends, more industrial, creating jobs, whatever that is, helps our tax base and helps that whole budget look a little easier to balance each year. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm opening the floor to you guys. Throw me questions. Let's talk through whatever you have questions about. None being heard, I will adjust this. You're giving me a look. Yes, sir? Okay. You're giving me a look like you want to do something.
That's how I look.
Oh, very handsome. I will adjust this to where it's the 3% instead of the 2.86%. Rebalance everything, get those figures to you, and hopefully we can get this approved at our next meeting, I think. We're hoping to. Maybe later. We have to do a public hearing for the CIRA at our next meeting. So I'm not sure. We haven't determined yet whether we can do both at the same time. Ideally, we would get the budget approved so that by April 1st, we can have our RFQs and RFPs and all the things out and ready to start projects. It's really what, in a perfect world, that's what that would look like. Any other questions? I just think it's hour. Can we just do our board meeting now?
I have a comment. This is well done.
Thank you.
This is extremely well done.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the effort.
Yeah. Don't expect it to look a lot different next year. The numbers will change. The formatting will not.